Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Jean Paul.
And I'm Mark Muro. And today our guests are Linda Benson and Scarlett Kitty Lee Boudreau, here to tell us about True Tales of the Frozen North, a show that is currently running at Cyrano's. Welcome, thespians.
Thank you.
So in the title here, you have True Tales of the Frozen North. And what's true about it? Everything?
Absolutely.
Everything.
So they're tales also. That's in the title.
Yes.
So there's stories.
There's stories that are true that happened, most of them in the Gold Rush era of Alaska.
Most of them in Nome, as I remember it.
Quite a few of them, but not just Nome. My character is always in Nome, but Linda has many characters that portray just people coming to Alaska.
I've seen it. Does it change? Has it changed since the last time I saw it a couple of years ago?
Yes, it has.
Dramatically.
It depends on the third cast member, a lot of it. We have an excellent piano player, and not that we didn't before, but help me, Scarlett. He is quite versatile and much fun to listen to.
Dan McElrath, local jazz musician, and just fun and incredible. He doesn't really say anything in the show, but he is a constant presence with the piano in my bar.
Is it, okay, you have a bar, and you're talking about things that have happened in your bar.
It's about things that happened in the bar. My part is I describe what it was like back then, what was Nome like, the physical, what you would see. And then segue into that there were a lot of women that actually came up to the Gold Rush and a lot of different women. And then I introduce Linda, who does a series of women. Characters that came to the Gold Rush and learned to survive called Women of the Frozen North.
Yes.
And then we come back to the bar, and after we get back to the bar, then Jack Hines, who was a writer in Nome.
Like a Jack London kind of guy.
A little bit. He wrote a book called Minstrel of the North. He so loved the music. But Linda then comes in as Jack Hines, and we have more stories that Jack had written about things that he had seen and witnessed.
And Scarlett does great singing and does some sing-alongs with the audience, because music in the Gold Rush era was an extremely important thing that the miners liked to do. And we say in there how anyone who had a piano or a harmonica, anything, or could carry a tune, they were treated like gold themselves. So you get to hear Scarlett sing.
You know, that wasn't true just in the North. I'm now going to speak personally. I grew up, we didn't have a radio till I was 8 years old. And my grandfather played the piano. My mother sang. We would sit around in the evenings and sing. Everybody and any chance to listen to live music, no matter how awful, really,
it was the only kind of music was
something that you treasured. So it wasn't just
that was the one thing that, other than maybe gold and liquor, that bound everyone together. And the point of the fact that it is true tales is Linda has done a lot of reading over the years, pulled together all kinds of stories of real people, and then she's turned them into, you get to sit and see these people come to life.
This is Alaskana.
Yes.
Like Americana. It's a mini history lesson.
Well,
I saw it last year, too, when it first came up. And I just thought it was like nearly perfect. There was such a complete representation of the history of Alaska, and then the people, which are given. You know, it's all about the characters, and then there's their analogous counterparts. You know, run through my mind today, like most of the people who are here in Alaska are from somewhere else,
right?
And they're motivated by various things.
Well, the interesting thing. Sandy Harper, who's the producer and the artistic director for Cyrano's, so many people have always said to her in the summers, why don't you have shows that talk about Alaska, things that all of our visitors would want to come and see and the tourists. And so she spoke to Linda about compiling a show that included the women of the frozen north. And so this is kind of a test run for us. The boats are now coming in, but only every other week. So that's why Monday's matinee is at 4 o'clock, because they don't have anything to do, and then they have to be back on the ships by 9. So that gives us an opportunity to offer something for visitors, tourists, and locals. Then the rest of the week is Jack Dalton doing his Ravens Radio Hour, and he runs Thursday through Sunday. So 7 days a week, you've got something to see.
And we consider it a community service. I must tell you that very few people have had more guests in the summer than the Bensons have had. And I can't tell you how many times it was a blessing to dump them off for the Larry Beck show that used to be here.
Yeah.
And you got 2 whole free hours to yourself. So if you have guests from Alaska who are visiting Alaska, please bring them down. We'll take care of them for 2 hours. And you're on your own.
Blessed relief.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. And then you could like maybe shuttle them to a place for a drink or something.
You can have a drink at
here. Yeah, exactly. You're right. But I mean, afterwards, you know, they can go get, you know, snockered.
Yeah, well,
across the street.
Okay.
Yeah, right, right.
For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk here with our guests Linda Benson and Scarlett Kitty Lee Boudreau, who are talking about the play they are running, True Tales of the Frozen North, at Cyrano's. And I have a question for you. Would either of you have a 5-minute glimpse of your show that you would like to give us?
Shall we tell about Itcherick?
Yeah, Itcherick. Go ahead. Okay, now Itcherick. He was a native, lived in Nome. Everybody loved him to death. And he used to come into town to sell his furs. Well, Itcherick decided that he wanted to take a wife. So he took all the money that he had saved, and he found this pretty little woman, and he went to see her parents, and he paid for her. And he took her back to his hut, where they were to enjoy connubial bliss. Well, about a week after, her daddy shows up and he tells him, he said, well, this man, a wealthy man, has come along and offered me twice what Itcherick paid for you. Obviously, the girl maybe liked the idea of living with a wealthy man, so she waved goodbye to Itcherick and off she went.
And so the marriage of Itcherick ended. And I am sorry to tell you that Itcherick no longer tended to his traps. And I'm sorrier to tell you that Itcherick drank way too much tonga.
Now, tonga, that's pure grain alcohol. Well, to his credit, though, he did sober up.
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did. And then Itcherick went back into town. He went to see the parents, and he said, I just want you to know there's no hard feelings. And to show you just what kind of a man I am, I'd like to throw a party for the four of you to celebrate this new wedding. They told everybody in town, my gosh, this Itcherick is such an understanding man. So he threw them a party, lots of food, and a whole lot of tonga.
Now let me tell this part.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. Well, when they had all passed out, Itcherick dragged all of their bodies and lined them up on the floor. He got their heads right together, got down on one knee, grabbed his rifle, and fired a shot.
One shot through all four heads. One shot. Of course, that kind of made Itcherick now a problem for the local judiciary, because they really didn't know what to do with him. I mean, everybody in town loved him, and they understood he came from a tribe of people that some might consider a little cruel, but to him, he had been done wrong, and all he wanted to do was fix it. He did not understand our laws, nor did he understand what was wrong with killing these people who had been so cruel to him.
And so he went to trial. What happened?
Well, That's why we partied last night. He got a suspended sentence as long as he agreed to go to church. So the whole town partied last night. Some man said, there were people talking, said he saw what needed to be done and he done it.
Hitrick was an economical assassin.
Yeah. So that's the story of Hitcher.
A true story.
Wow. Yeah. So where did you get this story? Where did you?
Well, from Jack Hines book? Found this
reading.
Obscure book one time.
And
it's called Minstrel of the Yukon. I started reading it, and I thought, these stories really must be told. It's full of wonderful, wonderful true stories. And I got so excited about it, I could think about nothing else, really. So I started compiling what I thought were the best ones. And I've done them in bits and pieces throughout the state. But I always wanted to put them all together. And actually, you could go on all night with just his true stories, and it's not just in Nome. It happened in around the area of Nome at various mining establishments. But there are really wonderful dog stories if you're a dog story lover. And after two of them that Jack tells, he says, these stories of the hero dogs must be told, because someday the old dog lovers of Nome will be dead. And then who will remember about them?
Well, one thing that's kind of cute about the fact that there are so many stories, the stage managers that are splitting working on this show together, Alex Land and Nakia, you know both of them, Linda commented to them, it must be so boring to watch the same thing every night. And they said, no, because it's never the same. And that's true. We could change stories at every show depending on how the audience. Linda has compiled so many wonderful stories, and we have them together.
Wow. As a professional storyteller, do something like this. Well, this is the perfect showcase for this. And there's a context, which is the bar.
Right.
And it unfolds, and the audience are like patrons of the bar, and they are along with you, and you get to say unusual. It's not just the varnished touristic stuff.
We break the fourth wall.
Right, and it's the real stories, like you say, that are in danger of becoming vanished, you know. It's a great evening of authentic Alaska tales.
Well, thank you very much for coming. We've run out of time. And thank you, Linda Benson and Scarlett Kitty Lee Boudreaux.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming. And I hope everybody goes to see your show. I think it's wonderful.
Thank you.
And now here's the Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar, go to datebook49.com, where you can list your event on KSKA's website. Tonight at Out North, the Pogo Go-Go Co. will present an evening of sketch comedy. These are all original sketches, and they start at 9 p.m. at Out North Theater. The sketches will appear every Friday night in July, and each program will be completely, totally different. Performances are for adults only. For tickets and information, go to Out North, 279-8099, or www.outnorth.org.
Anchorage Community Theater will hold two more sessions of Don Russell's Magic Camp, July 12th to 16th and August 2 to 6th. The camp will explore the mysteries of magic, teach magic, and provide students with arrays of tricks of the trade to amaze and amuse families and friends. The cost includes tricks that children may keep at the end of the camp. Tickets are available online at www.actalaska.org or call 868-4913.
Alaska Theater of Youth continues its Summer Conservatory 2010 with performances, the Festival of Shows on the UAA main stage. And this is on July 15th through the 17th and also July 22nd through the 24th. For information, call 338-4901 or go to alaskatheaterofyouth.org. And that's T-H-E-A-T-R-E. That's how you spell theater. Also, TBA's Advanced Summer Academy does their shows on July 22nd and 23rd and 24th. To contact TBA, call 677-7529 or go to tbatheater.org, and that's also T-H-E-A-T-R-E.
At Cyrano's, Raven's Radio Hour plays Thursdays to Saturdays at 7 p.m. and Sundays at 3. Both shows are great and funny explorations of Alaska culture and history. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net. Also at Cyrano's, Monday, July 12th, this is this coming Monday at 7:30, Arctic Entries, storytelling hosted by Tara and James in association with the Anchorage Storytellers Guild. Seven 7-minute stories by seven storytellers. And at Cyrano's, True Tales of the Frozen North plays July 5th to August 11th, Tuesdays and Wednesdays at 7, with a matinee on Mondays at 4 p.m. every other week. That's every week on Tuesdays and Wednesdays and every other week on Mondays. For tickets and information to any or all of these things, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net. Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at kska.org. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, I'm Jean Paul.
And I'm Mark Muro for KSKA.